The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And for Boxed, and John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, joins me now. John, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
We were talking off air about A Man in Full, so I decided to embark upon it. I've seen one episode and I am gripped.
Excellent. And when you talked off air, was the people you were discussing it with, were they suitably gripped, or was it because it's dividing people?
I was talking to you, and that's what got me gripped.
Excellent.
And I did talk to others who didn't find it gripping at all.
Yeah, it's kind of dividing people, but I'm delighted you're gripped. And for people who don't know, A Man in Full, it was based on a book by Tom Wolfe, the man who gave us Bonfire of the Vanities. And people are saying it's kind of a Trump-like character, but I think that's doing it at a disservice. Jeff Daniels plays a good old-fashioned boy from Atlanta who's been wildly successful in business, and this is where the Trump comparison kind of comes in. Croker is his surname, and he's built a Croker Tower in the middle of Atlanta. This kind of, dare I say it, phallic-like structure that houses lots of offices, and it's built in his name. And he's been a very successful businessman. He now has a very smart, but nonetheless she is described as a trophy wife. But it appears some of his banking has been spurious at times. And when we begin the series, he's celebrating a very lavish 60th birthday. And then the bank come calling. And this will give you a flavour of why they're calling.
I'm not sure who the hell you think you're talking to.
I'm talking to a man who owes this bank $800 million. A man who owes six other banks another $400 million. A person who is over $1 billion in debt. I'm talking to a shithead.
I am a legitimate and good businessman.
Nothing here is legitimate, sir. This here is one of the worst cases of corporate mismanagement that I have ever seen. And trust me, I stare down the gullet of malfeasance every day. You, sir, have taken $800 million from this bank to do what? Fly around in your private jets, buy big plantations so you can shoot quail. You think you can just go hog wild? That nobody can touch you? Well, I've got news for you, sir. This ain't Saturday night no more.
What's not to like?
Yeah, it's very gripping. And then what happens? Now, you're only one episode in, but, you know, people are saying there are elements of The Wire and also Succession in this. But what happens is other plot lines come into play, and in particular, a very interesting political one. And we don't have time to go into it all, but suffice to say, it turns out Jeff Daniels' character may have a hand to play in an upcoming mayoral election. Then we also have his ex-wife, played brilliantly by the great Diane Lane, who, you know, is on a ticket to winning, presumably, because she's his ex-wife and she has a great alimony package. However, if he's hitting the skids, she is as well. Now, in tandem with that, there's a man played brilliantly by Tom Perfley, who's a former employee of Croker, who's now working for the bank. And he's the guy who kind of ratted him out. And he decides whether he's genuinely interested in her or he just wants to get a Croker, he's going to start attempting to date Croker's ex-wife, Diane Lane, and a great storyline revolves around that. And here's their first date.
And is that what this date is about? You being interesting? Because being seen in a restaurant with Charlie's ex-wife, is he in play?
Is he with you?
Well, I asked you first.
Well, I can't say for sure that he isn't. I have a complicated relationship with your ex-husband.
Such as?
Envy. Admiration. Some hate. He has a way of making you feel like you don't matter. Not even one tiny speck of a bit.
Going on a date with his ex-wife would be...
Yeah, I would matter to him then. But that's not the reason for my interest.
Thank you.
At least I don't think.
He's a kind of a pathetic wretch, isn't he?
He is, but keep going with it because he moves in very interesting places. It's also, it's getting a lot of column inches, and that may be a very unfortunate choice of words, because it has a record for, let's just say, a piece of male nudity that has never been seen on Netflix or indeed most cable TV ever again. But you'll get to that in due course. But if you Google it, that comes up. Just be warned.
Mm. So it's going to be a hit anyway for Netflix, I suspect, because it is compelling from the beginning.
Absolutely. Jeff Daniels, I think he's going to win Emmys for this. And, you know, just on the Trump comparison thing, as it goes on, you realise he's a nicer character. And this was written, if Tom Wolfe has said things about possibly that it was Trump related, this was in 98. And if it was, that was a different kind of Trump back then. Jeff Daniels is very different to Trump in this as the series goes on. And is just a wily businessman, but has some niceties to him as well, it has to be said. He's brilliant in this. He truly is.
And finally, this week on Screen Time, John?
Yes, there's a great new documentary all about piano students called Piano Dreams. I know you were talking about Ransom 79 this week, Charlie Bird's Last Scoop. I'm talking to the director of that. And as always, all the week's new TV and movie releases.
John Faraday, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.